federal government has just announced further it a window. Can we say the government has been trying to follow the global trend in easing lockdown over COVID-19?
You know, this COVID-19, when the thing came to Nigeria in February, and of course we saw the spread of infection, the government needed to do something. And the book that the government took was to lock down. It is what most of the government of the world did. We know that there are some countries like Sweden that didn't lock down, or countries like South Korea and Singapore that, you know, did the massive testing to isolate those infected and pursue the normal lifestyle. However, Nigeria decided to have a lockdown, and of course this is about 3 months, the type of lockdown. Even though the curve has not been flattened in Nigeria, but how long can we continue to close down the economy? So many other persons are being affected as a result of locking down means of livelihood of the Nigerian people. So the best thing the government needs to do is to begin the ease in lockdown. Also, you know, the pandemic in Africa, talking about the number of infections, particularly in Nigeria, it's not that much. It's manageable. So ultimately, Nigeria ought not to have gone full-scale lockdown the way we see. It's already affecting many people in different ways. Most people are losing their jobs. So the right thing for the government to do is to begin an easing of the lockdown.
In the lockdown window, take cognizance of the religious institution. How do you see the religious institution managing it and being able to really do what the government wants?
It will be very, very difficult for the churches and even the mosques to be able to protocol that the government is standing at them, you know, for their opening up. And for instance, saying that the churches should only have 1 hour, that there should be disinfecting the first service after each service. And of course, people should not be sharing microphones, and that people should have at least about 50 or so registered at any particular service. And there are some churches that have facilities that take up to 50,000 people. So some kind of churches will tell them to have only 50 members. You know, they can even face people up to 30,000, and then you can maintain that system. I think that the government should sit down with the religious leaders, with the Christian Association of Nigeria, and with the Islamic group to actually avoid an agreement. It's about the marketplaces that are overorganized. You know, government has opened up the market as mosques and churches that are better organized. Government is being insistent on lockdown. I think the government has to know that we are a very religious country.
You made mention of government needing to sit down, but they must have sat down with them before coming out with these measures.
Yes, in Lagos, there was an agreement about the protocol that the Lagos state government came out with the churches or the mosques or little religion. They might have seen it.
Do you see this reflecting in other states too?
Lagos, Abuja, and Ubu states, that's where we are having this issue. For instance, in the east, some services are still going on. Even in Ubu, there are some churches that are inside, not on the street, that are still holding services. There are small churches. But the big churches are the ones affected.
Okay, now.
That was my own personal investigation. That even in the north, yeah. Before what happened during the palace, most of the governors actually encouraged the opening up of the mosque. It will be very, very difficult for the government to actually continue to insist that the churches or mosques and religious organizations should continue to close. There are other aspects of life, like businesses, are opening up. I would advise that the government should actually sit down within the religious organizations and really look at their size and find a way of opening up the churches and the mosques beyond the present measure they are giving in part of the Southeast. People are attending churches and some people are covering their nose, others are not. I've seen that, I've seen pictures and videos. But the point here is that we should work in harmony in Nigeria. Pandemic situation in Nigeria is not that terrible, it's still manageable.
Okay.
And I think we come back with more education, you know, we will overcome it.